فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Tajweed podcast. Great to have you with us. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. In the last episode, we had one of the rules of the Noon Sakina and Tanween, and that was the Idhar. And we have said that Idhar had six letters, and these six letters are the throat letters. Whenever they meet or they come followed by the Noon Sakina and Tanween, then the letters should be pronounced clearly without any ghunna, without any waqf, without any pause, without any sekt, and without any tashdeed, without making the shadda. So the letters of Izhar, as we have mentioned, that they are collected in a beautiful word or a proverb that says, أَخِي هَاكَ عِلْمًا حَازَهُ غَيْرُ خَاسِرِي. So the beginning of each word, the hamza, أَخِي هَاكَ, the ha, عِلْمًا, the عَيْن, حَازَهُ, the ha, غَيْرُ خَاسِرِي, the غَيْن and the kha. Today, inshallah, we are going to have a new rule among the rules of Nun, Sakin and Tanween. As we have said, there are four, and the rules of Izhar had six letters. So the 28 Arabic language letters will be distributed among the rules of Nun, Sakin and Tanween. So the second rule that we are discussing today, it's called the Idgham. Now, the following rules would be Ikhfa, and then the Qalb, or the Iqlab, as it says in some of the books. Today, inshallah, we are going to discuss what is Idgham. But before we enter into the Idgham, we would like to know what is exactly, linguistically, in a language, an Arabic language, why they call it Idgham. As we have said before, Idhar, it's clearance and appearance. So when you show and you clearly pronounce that Nun, Sakina and Tanween, that is the meaning of Idhar linguistically. And now Idgham, the meaning of it, the Arabs and the ulama of Tajweed, actually, they always mentioned what is the fact with the Arabs they have told and why they have mentioned the word Idgham. They give an example, and the example is, say, Adghama al-rajulu al-farasa, Adghama al-rajulu al-lijama fil-farasi. So the person has put the bit. The bit is the piece of metal that it stays in the mouth of the horse or the camel, and linked to the bridle. So this is called al-lijam in Arabic language. So adgham al-lijam means put that bit in the mouth of the horse. So the word idgham is the insertion, is the emergence of that piece of metal. But when we'd like to use this in Tajweed, and we'd like to use this in ilm al-qira'at and in pronunciation, in the pronunciation of Arabic language letter, adghama yudghimu means inserting a letter to another letter. But here, what it concerns us, it's the rules of Nun, Sakin and Tanween. Idgham can be also with other letters of Arabic language. But today, we are talking only about the idgham of Nun, Sakin and Tanween with other letters that are coming, which are six letters. So the idgham technically would be as inserting one of the Nun Sakina or Tanween, as it is a Sakin at the end of Tanween. So the inserting of the last letter of Nun, of the word that comes with the Nun Sakina, such as An or Min, or the Tanween Alimun Hakimun, with the following letters that are coming. And the six letters, the ulama have collected these six letters in a word saying Yarmulun. And what is the meaning also of Yarmulun? The ulama also, you will find these words Qalqala Qutbu Jadin Yarmulun Ajid Qatin Bakat. So the meaning of Yarmulun is walking on the sand a little bit faster. So Ramal also, it is mentioned also Ramal or Sa'i or Al-Harwala, all these mentioned in Hajj when you are trying to do some of the acts of Hajj while doing Tawaf or while doing the Sa'i Bayna Safa wal Marwa. So the word Ramal, it means a sand, but Ramala Yarmulu with a Dhamma. So the words are Yarmulun and not Yarmalun. Yarmulun with a Dham. It means walking on the sand faster. Now, the meaning of the idgham technically is to bring that letter, second letter of the Nun Sakin or Tanween, into the following letter of Yarmulun, one of them, and that has to be Mutaharrik, because the Arab have never mentioned, have never started their words or their uttering of any Arabic language word with a sukun. So the Arabs would start with a fatha, or a dhamma, or a kasra, with a short vowel. Either ba, bu, bi, a, u, I, ta, tu, ti, and so on. So they would not start with a sukun. So the last part, which is the sakin, the harf sakin, the letter which is that is sakin, meeting one of the six letters, yarmulun, then this insertion and this idgham will happen. And what does that mean here? It means that the letter of the Nun Sakina will be inserted either completely or incomplete with the following letters. And the ulama have divided that these six letters are divided into two parts. One of them it's called idgham with ghunna, and the other one it's called idgham without a ghunna. So the idgham without a ghunna is to insert the letter of Nun Sakina and Tanween with two letters of Arabic language, and that are Ra and Lam. Letter Ra and Lam. If Nun Sakina comes and followed by one of the two letters, then the insertion and the idgham will happen without a ghunna, which means the Nun Sakina will disappear silently, which means becomes a silent, it does not have any uttering, it doesn't have any sound, it will not be audible at all, and the ghunna will disappear. So instead of saying min rabbik, Nun Sakina min rabbik, you would say mir rabbik. Min ladun, you would say min ladun. The only thing that it happened here is that the tashdeed will appear in the Qur'an al-Kareem, and it will be visible in the following letter of the Lam or the Ra. So, for example, if you read the Adhan, you would say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So the non-sakinah followed by Lam, you would not say in Arabic language, or you are reciting the Adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You would say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Similarly, you would say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Muhammadan, it's tanween. So the last sound of the Nun Sakina will disappear, and you will join it with the Ra, and we make the tashdeed, and you would say, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Muhammadan Rasulullah. Rasulullah. So, in this manner, the mudgham, which is the Nun Sakina, has been inserted into the following letter, which is mutaharrik, which is a short vowel, fatha, dhamma, or kasra, and the Nun Sakina, completely the makhraj, as it is, disappears, the sound disappears, and also the quality, which is the ghunna, disappears. So I hope it's understood up to here. So if we give, for example, the example like I mentioned with the Ra is Mir Rabbik, or with the Tanween becomes Bashar Ar-Rasula. The other example with the Lam, you would say Allaw Istaqamu, instead of An Law Istaqamu, Allaw Istaqamu, Andadan Liyudillu. So these are the examples of the Lam and the Ra. The examples of idgham with the ghunna are the following, coming in a word yuminu, ya, waw, mim, noon, or yanmu, ya, noon, mim, wa. So either way. Yuminu or Yanmu, the rest of the letters from Yarmulun, we took the Ra and the Lam for Idgham without a Hunna, and we will be left with the four letters. And these four letters are Idgham with Hunna. Now let's see the examples in the Quran. Idgham with Hunna, with the Ya, for example, you would say, فَمَن يَعْمَلْ. So you made the Hunna. And then the other example with the Tanween, you would say, فِئَةٌ يَنصُرُونَهُ مِنْ. So, if you follow the ayah, of course, you wouldn't stop at the dhamm. The example of the waw, you would say, مِنْ وَلِي. The Tanween with the waw, you'd say, سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا. The example with the mim, مِمَّا. And the example with the Tanween with the Mim, you would say, Siratim Mustaqim. And with the Noon, Innaqul. And with the Tanween, Malikan Nuqatil. So these are the examples from the Quran, Noon Sakina and Tanween, for each letter of Ya, Waw, Mim, Noon. Now, we would like to know, what is this Ghunna? When the Ghunna comes, how long do we have to wait for? And how long do we have to say it and sound it? The Ghunna, the ulama have described it, as I mentioned before, in the rules of Nun Sakina and Tanween in Ithar in the last episode, that it has five maratib, five stages. The highest to the lowest. Now, in this manner, when the ulama say in the highest, which is Akmal, you need to give a time. Now we say in our time the unit of measurement is 2 seconds, but this is nothing to do with a second or 2 seconds or 3 seconds. It is what the Qurra and the ulama have reported audibly from the mashayikh, and how they have given and have transmitted through the mashayikh. That comes according. Sometimes you find people are sick, they have a flu. Sometimes people have a different way of pronouncing through their nostrils, through their nasals. So it may differ slightly, but the ghunna, it is the ulama have described two haraka. What is two haraka? Ba, ba, 2 seconds. Na, na, nu, nu, ni, ni. And sometimes the ulama, Imam al-Jazari mentioned the alif or the haraka. They say the alif means alif. As you say, ba means two haraka. Ba, ba, it's like alif. Ba, 2 seconds. So the duration of the ghunna in this manner would be by making at least in the manner of 2 seconds. So in this manner, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا مِمَّا. Slightly like that. Now, we will mention, inshallah, what are the degrees and the stages of the ghunna in the probably in the next lesson, because we have ikhfa and qalb. But we would like to mention at this time that this idgham, it's not like the idhar, and it is not like the ikhfa. The idgham will never come in one word, within one word. It must be two words in Arabic language in the Quran. So, an is one word, and then will come law istaqamu, for example, the second word. Min is one word, rabbik is the second word. Faman is one word, ya'mal is the second. Min waliyin, sirajan, wahaja, siratin, mustaqim, in naqulu, malikan, nuqatilu. So these malikan, nuqatil, so they come in two separate words. The only thing they have mentioned, the ulama, that Nun Sakina have been followed by some of the letters of Idgham Bighunna that are Yuminu, mentioned in the Quran in four words in the Quran. These four words in the Quran should not make the Ghunna and the Idgham at that time. They call it Al-Izharul Mutlaq, which is the complete izhar. You have to mention that Nun Sakina completely as it is without a ghunna. And the examples are Sinwan, Qinwan, and Ad-Dunya,
whatever mentioned in the Quran, 16 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word ad-dunya, and bunyan, whatever it is, bunyanuhum, al-bunyan, bunyan. So these four words, whenever they come in the Quran, ad-dunya, bunyan, sinwan, and qinwan, we need to not to make the ghunna and just clearly mention the word as it is in the Quran with the idhar. It's called al-idhar al-mutlaq. So we have some tips. Now we have to be careful whenever we come to mention the idgham bi ghunna. We have to be careful not to make the word say, for example, if you say may ya'mal, some people say may ya'mal, instead of saying may ya'mal, say ma, they make mim alif, so they ishba', or they make ikhtilas to shorten it or to make it longer. We have to be careful. The only thing is, when you want to say the ya or the waw, you need to prepare your lips and you need to prepare your mouth for the makhraj of the waw or the makhraj of the ya. And jazakumullahu khayran. So briefly, the idgham, it means a letter with noon sakina or tanween that followed by one of the mutaharrik letter in Arabic language. And if there are six letters of this Arabic language, then the idgham will happen. And these six letters are yarmulun. If there are with the lam and the ra, that's called idgham without a ghunna. The noon sakina will disappear completely and does not have any sound of ghunna or a quality or makhraj. And if it is with letters of yanmu or yuminu, then the idgham bi ghunna will happen. And we will have a look at that inshallah when we come in the following episode. Jazakumullahu khayran. Please leave a comment in my website and contact me. I would be very happy to answer your question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarin min at-taji wal-hula.